morning. My name is Reed Mullis, and I've been to West Virginia 3 times with the Appalachian Service Project. ASB is an organization that relies on volunteers to make homes and families safer, warmer, and drier. Every summer for the past few years, we've piled into vans and made the drive to rural West Virginia, where we set up camp in a church or school. It was a way to not just anonymously help, but to be there and meet the person you're helping and see their reaction to what you've done. We were doing the real work. We weren't just there as an assistant to an adult. I was able to see clearly during that 1 week how my work can improve someone else's world. My energy was going directly to someone who needed it. The first year, I dug a drainage ditch to keep a mobile home from sliding further down a hill than it already had. Then we moved inside and replaced a floor that was full of holes. The second year, I replaced hot siding on a house. My third year, I laid down new floors in 3 rooms, and another team cut and put up new ceiling panels. But something that is almost as important as the work we do is the relationships we build, both with the homeowner and with each other. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning. When I get older, I want to be a doctor. I want my career as a medical professional to be dedicated to service to others. The Hippocratic Oath must be taken by doctors before they are allowed to practice medicine. This is where they pledge their obligations and how to conduct themselves when in the medical field. One line that sticks out to me that particularly enforces a doctor's duty to their patients, quote, "I will apply myself for the benefit of the sick, all measures required." This means to me that doctors should always work their hardest to achieve the best outcome for their patients, that they should give each and every patient all of their resources, no matter the patient's social status, income level, sexuality, or intellect. I hear about the valiant doctors that go to places in crisis, such as the staff at Orlando Regional Medical Center who helped the Pulse shooting victims, the EMTs and other medical professionals at the Boston Marathon bombing, the pathologist who responded and traveled to West Africa due to the Ebola outbreak 3 years ago, and the first responders to the 9/11 attacks. The people who stop everything that they are doing, everything that is going on with their life, and put their life on the line for a complete stranger, are the people who make the world better. Organizations such as Doctors Without Borders, the Indian Health Service, and Remote Area Medical exist to ensure that doctors have an opportunity to make their impact on the world. Some men and women who become medical professionals choose a path of service in the military. They choose to non-violently serve our country and enlist as a doctor. These doctors, over at seas or in bases in the States, are working on the soldiers who are protecting the American people each day. These doctors see the most gruesome injuries, however, still have to be calm and collected for their patient. At home in hospitals, there are many doctors and nurses on call, emotionally ready to support their patients. However, overseas in the military, you may be the only doctor ready at that time. Therefore, no matter what happened to you, you must be able to support and comfort your patient through their injury. However, this is very specific to my hopes and dreams, what I long to accomplish. But think about how these actions can affect you, in your job, in your life, with your family. Think about how you can act like these men and women who risk their lives each and every day and help others. Think about the impact that you can make on the people sitting around you, the people at your workplace, the people in your family. Your impact probably won't be giving them a cure to a deadly disease like Ebola or removing a piece of shrapnel from their leg, but it can be something small, like smiling when you pass your coworkers in the hall, shoveling the snow for an elderly neighbor, taking your family to volunteer at a soup kitchen, or passing out flowers in a hospital. I give back with some of these small things in my life, but later, I'm going to change the world. Thank you.
When I was younger, playing with glittery Play-Doh was my ideal day at church. By the time I was 10, church meant a fun place where I got to eat delicious elf fudge cookies and hang out with my friends. Now, a day does not go by where I do not think about my faith. From my earliest days in the nursery to my UU trips around the country to attend General Assembly, my faith has been the foundation by which I live my life. One of my first real experiences of service started with an idea created by Margaret Gorman and my mom, Leah. Meal packets for people at UVA, at the UVA hospital, who were there with family members receiving care. These family members, who had traveled from out of town to support their loved ones, could not afford to purchase the hospital meals or rent a hotel room. I remember the afternoons I spent with Margaret at Big Lots looking for the best deals that would provide the healthiest food options for people in need without access to a kitchen. Once Margaret and I would return from our shopping adventure, the church's RE classes would excitedly put the meals together, ignoring any temptation to eat the food along the way. RE made giving back fun and an engaging way to help our Charlottesville community. As we grew from children making meal packets to youth who wanted to make an even larger difference, one thing stayed the same. I continued to have a lot of fun. The Appalachian Service Project challenged us to live our UU third principle of encouraging spiritual growth. I was personally challenged with the shock of privilege that I live on a day-to-day basis. During the week of ASP, I experienced a different culture, different faiths, and different levels of education through the people I was fortunate enough to meet, and my own views of the world were drastically changed. The experience got me out of my bubble. One of my personal focuses on ASP was to create a connection with the family we were serving. One afternoon, a family member pulled me aside. She told me that before ASP, she did not believe that good people still existed in the world, but that we had proved her wrong because we were good people. Her faith in us and the impact that we made on her life in just 1 week hit me in the heart. After such a life-changing experience at ASP, I realized that part of living my faith meant that I needed to bring my experience back to my own community. After discussing with multiple members and friends within our congregation, I decided that I wanted to join the church board. I'm really enjoying it. As the first youth member on the board, it's incredibly empowering to serve with 10 other people who are passionate not only about creating a future for our church, but creating a future for Unitarian Universalism. This board has been nothing but welcoming and excited to let me join along for the ride, along with educating me along the way. I am honored to serve on a board where my voice is not only valued, but where I feel like I can give back to a community that has raised me to be who I am. This community has empowered me, challenged me, and raised me. A couple years ago, I started to participate in the larger community of Unitarian Universalism through Youth Caucus at the UUA General Assembly. This is the largest gathering of UUs in the world, where we worship, we take action, and we vote on our association's business through general sessions. After being a delegate from our congregation for 4 years, I knew that again it was my calling to do something larger. A few months ago, I applied to be on Youth Caucus staff as business manager, where I am in charge of educating Unitarian Universalist youth about all the business that is going on within our association. In January, I received the exciting news that I am selected to serve on staff as the junior business manager. I am honored to have this congregation behind me and supporting me to go out into the world and be the change within our own and larger community. In my younger days of RE, knowing all the principles on the Rainbow Chalice was my claim to fame. Today, I still use it to remember all 7 of our UU principles. Our indigo, or 6th principle, tells us to insist on peace and justice for all people. Service means more to me than just temporarily helping someone out. Part of living our faith is to cultivate connections while helping others and standing up for what we believe. This church has empowered me to go out and be the change that I wish to see in the world.
Hello, I'm Maxwell Pohl, and I'm going to be doing a little piece about little smaller acts of service. Oftentimes, when people think of service, they might view it as a burden. At times, the prospect of taking time out of our everyday lives to devote time to some greater cause can be a daunting, seemingly overwhelming task. Service threatens to disrupt our everyday routines and take time away from our own interests and pursuits. However, unbeknownst to us, we are likely performing little acts of service every day of our lives. Such seemingly commonplace and inconsequential acts, like waving hello to a passerby, or holding the door for someone, or complimenting someone, are little acts of service in and of themselves. In taking these simple actions, we offer our kindness to others in the hopes that it might brighten their day and complete the circle of love.